Thanks for being with us. The U.S. Postal Service is experiencing days-long backlogs of mail across the country after new procedures to cut costs were recently put in place, alarming postal workers who warn that the policies could undermine their ability to deliver ballots on time for the November election. It's a story by Jacob Bogage, staff reporter at the Washington Post. Jacob, what have you found?
I've been covering the Postal Service since the pandemic began, and it's been going through a lot of financial difficulties, made even worse by the pandemic and the decline in mail. But we've had a new Postmaster General take over in the last month or so, and already he's putting in place cost-cutting measures, Postal Service, to try to, you know, save money because it's something the agency really needs. And those measures are having a real impact, and one of them is in the very early going, they're creating backlogs. And I've had postal workers reaching out to me saying, there's no way we're going to be able to get election mail out on time and back to boards of election on time if we have to keep dealing with these changes.
Wow. So what kind of cost-cutting measures are in place now?
So really, we're looking at getting rid of overtime. And overtime is actually a very important staffing measure for the Postal Service. You'll have letter carriers that go out in the morning, and maybe not all the mail is ready to be delivered when they first go out, which kind of makes sense. They're dealing with a ton of mail. It has to be sorted, you know, for 160 million addresses 6 days a week. It takes a lot of time to get all that put together. So letter carriers might go out with some of the mail, then have to come back and pick more up and retrace their routes. Sometimes that means they need overtime to do it. The new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has said, no, we're getting rid of overtime. That's going to save us some money. How much money is it going to save? It's going to save about $200 million. That sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. It's also the amount of money the post office lost last month. So in the grand scheme of things, the post office predicted it was going to lose $2 billion a month for 18 months starting in April. Instead, they've lost about $200 million a month. Things haven't been as bad as we predicted. And so these cost-cutting measures, they're going to save some money, but they also sacrifice service and the speed of the mail.
We're speaking with Jacob Bogage, staff reporter at the Washington Post. His piece is called Postal Service Backlog Sparks Worries That Ballot Delivery Could Be Delayed in November. Who's making any kind of prediction about November, for example, in mail-in ballots?
Well, we've heard from a number of local election officials, and they're concerned because they're hearing it from their constituents and voters who are saying, look, if I can't get my birthday card from my grandmother, if I can't send, you know, my kids a birthday card or whatever it is through the mail, if I can't get my stimulus check or my census form on time, how am I supposed to get my ballot on time? And if I do get my ballot on time, how do I know it's going to get back to my Board of Elections in time to be counted? Those are the real concerns we're hearing. Now, we're also hearing from postal workers in cities across the country that already have multiple day backlogs. These cost-cutting measures have only been in effect really 2 weeks in most places.
Okay.
And we're already seeing multi-day backlogs. I talked to somebody last week. At the beginning of the week, he said, we're seeing a two-day backlog. By the end of the week, he said, I've got a four-day backlog.
What about the idea that there'd just be less mail the past few years thanks to email, you know, electronic billing, things like that?
Oh, there absolutely is less mail, which makes it all the more kind of significant that the backlogs are growing. We're seeing much, much less paper mail. That's, you know, letters, bills, things that we can, you know, do via email or online now. Marketing mail, like coupons to your local pizza place or like Bed Bath & Beyond sends me every week.
Right.
Those have stayed pretty consistent.
Okay.
Packages have skyrocketed, and that's actually what's been propping up the Postal Service's finances. The Postal Service expected to lose a ton of money, $2 billion a month, for 18 months starting in April. They've only been losing $200 million. That's a tenth of that.
So how much of it is, say, a new system is in place and the wrinkles are being ironed out and ultimately this will lead to more efficiency?
That's what the post office has said, and I've gone back and forth with them, and they say we're going to get these issues worked out, and really what we're doing is creating a more efficient and accountable system. And I believe them when they say that's the goal, But postal workers have also told us we are a very efficient system. You know, we employ 630,000 people. We deliver to 160 million addresses 6 days a week. Right now, our package volume exceeds Christmas time levels.
Thanks, Jacob Bogage, staff reporter at the Washington Post.